when we start to talk about sex, sex kasi is freely discussed outside, as you know. It's not something that they don't talk about. It's something that is being shared in social media. Articles are being written about it, and some of it are so anti-biblical, but it is freely discussed outside. Now, here's the problem. It is discussed outside, but it is not discussed in the church. So a lot of the next generation grows up, they grow up, have no idea what biblical, godly, Christ-glorifying sex is all about. Because they all hear it outside, never inside. Right? Takot na takot tayo pag pag-uusapan yung sex, baka kasi ma-mention yung mga words na pwede bang mention yung sex, tsaka naked, di ba? Pero, hindi tayo nagdadalawang isip pag na-national, naglalakad, or any bookstore, tapos may makita kang FHM dyan, okay lang, di mo naman tinatakpan. Takot na takot ka pag pinag-uusapan sa loob, pero sa labas, you don't actually even regulate what they watch or see. And even the movies that we introduce to them, you don't even fast forward some of the questionable scene. So what I'm saying is, in the next 3 weeks, we'll openly talk about sex and what God and how God views sex, and how as Christians, we need to have a lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle and worldview when it comes to this subject. Dapat ang church ang nasa forefront ng subject on sex. TV networks need to be calling the church. You know, articles need to know the side of how God, because it is God who created sex. Now, in Genesis 2:25, pag makita mo, since the beginning, the man and his wife were both naked and were not ashamed. Si Adam and Eve, hubad at hindi sila naiya. That was how God created sex. It was so good. It was so nice. There was no shame. Okay? And what happens now is because of the distortion of the view of sex, marami sa ating ginagawa natin to. Alam ko yung iba, walang hiya na pagdating sa sex. But now, it is not something that we freely talk about in church. There are two cultural attitudes on sex. Pagdating sa sex, dalawa lang yung attitude ng mundo. Number one is what we call deifying sex. We make sex as God. Sex is God. You know, we treat sex like it's the one who would fulfill me. It is the one who would set me free. It is the one who will give me the ultimate thing that I'm looking for. Sex is considered God. And later on, I'll discuss why it is. But don't even say, nako, ngayon lang yan. Hindi yan ngayon. First, New Testament pa lang, Old Testament pa lang. The culture towards sex was already this. They were making sex as God. They were defying sex. Ginagawa nilang Diyos ang sex or yung sexual lifestyle. 1 Corinthians 6:13, it says, food for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Anong ibig sabihin nitong verse? Pag inaral mo yung context nitong verse, what it was saying was, may popular saying sila nung time na nasa Corinth, na sinasabi nila, food for the stomach and stomach for food. What that pertains to is, yung sex daw, in their worldview at the time, was just like an appetite. Gutom ka, kumain ka. Nagiinit ka, mag-sex ka. Gusto mo mag-porn, mag-porn ka. Just do whatever you want. As long as your body needs it, just go do it. Walang self-control, nothing. Gusto mo dalawa asawa mo, go. Whatever feels good, just do it. That was food for the stomach and stomach for the food. So pag makita mo, hindi ito bagong mindset pagdating sa sex. Marami tayong nababasa, ganon ang mga advice. Diba? Whether sa radyo, sa newspaper, or sa social media, we would see that the current trend continues to be like this when it comes to the world. Food for the stomach and stomach for the food. Diba? May mga ibang tao, diba? Nag-sex sila, nakabuntes, tapos tinanong mo, ano nangyari? Ano kasi? Wala lang. Trip lang. Lungkot ako eh. It has now become an appetite. We do it because we feel like doing it. Alright? And in the view of the Corinth people at the time, when I need sex, I'll get it. When I want sex, I'll get it. Right? It's like today. I need sex, I go to porn immediately. Just one click. I can go there. Wherever I am, I could go anywhere, even with my mobile phone. I'll hide somewhere because I need it now. Malilate na ako sa meeting, but I need it now. You know? And we do it in such way because our attitude is like this. We feel like it is an appetite. We make it as God. Right? Kung may emotional eater, may emotional sex, ano rin, people, na ganun ang tingin nila pagdating sa sex. We have elevated sex as God. Our beds are made into altars and our bodies as sacrifices as we commit premarital sex and adultery. It's like worship. It's just instead of an altar or the pulpit, it's the bed. And instead of sacrifices like offering and goats in the Old Testament, now it's our own body that we sacrifice to the sex god. When a culture deifies sex, pag yung kultura natin continues to celebrate this, if at home you continue to celebrate this, singles, as you continue to have a lifestyle like this, that I can just have sex anytime I want, you know what will happen? I'll tell you what will happen. Numbers would show. Porn now is a $90 billion industry worldwide. It is so big. Right? Every day, 2.5 million porn emails. Emails. I'm not talking about you going there. It's being sent out. 2.5 million porn emails are sent. 90% of children age 8 to 16 have viewed porn on the internet. In most cases, unintentionally. And we've heard 6-7 years old in our own church na nanonood ng Barney, pero sa sidebar, biglang may nakita sila, napindot lang nila. They had no idea and now they're awakened because they're exposed to it. Right? So, hindi rin maganda yung standpoint natin na minsan in denial tayo. Hindi alam yun ang anak ko. Hindi. Expose yan. Lalo na pag nilalabas mo, ma-expose yan. Kaya kailangan ng guidance natin as parents. That's why as Christians, we need to teach them the proper and the biblical worldview when it comes to sex. Right? The largest consumer category of internet porn is boys aged 12 to 17. Right? A vast majority of young women involved in prostitution were sexually abused as children. Estimate of those who are now prostitute, 95% of them were abused when they were kids. Imagine the effect. Sexual trafficking sa Pilipinas, number 6 tayo. So, just say, if this is accurate, 95% of them were sexually abused when they were kids. Imagine that. It's a growing trend and it's a problem that we are facing. Even your kids are facing. Right? They made a study. A team of researchers looked at the most popular porn films of all times, got 50 of them randomly, and analyzed. Of the 304 scenes the movie contained, 88% contained physical violence. Right? It is linked, porn is linked to violence. When we start saying sex is gone, you start to see more violence happening among women. Okay? Yung mga pinoproblema natin, yung mga battered wife, again, it is closely linked because we've made sex as God. So, if you're here today, you're sitting down, and you have the same cultural attitude when it comes to sex, that sex is God, let me lovingly say, you've got to get out from that worldview. Get out of that world. Do not make sex your functional God. Don't make sex your God. It is not God. It is sad. We live in this. It is so sad. Being a youth pastor before and now a senior pastor, we hear the same stories from young people and adults alike. One of those was I was invited to speak in a Christian school about sex and manhood with their high school students aged 12 to 14. During one of those question and answers, a letter was written, and this was from a 12-year-old guy. And he said, "Why is rape bad? They're actually enjoying it." Now, he was writing it in the mindset that most of the films that you see, especially porn films, the girls actually enjoy rape. sobrang twisted. 12 years old, kala niya ganun. Hindi siya nagbibiro, hindi joke yun. Akala niya. No, akala na, hindi, baka ano lang yan. Medyo weird, no? Yan yung sinulat niya. Alam niyo naman yung lumabas na t-shirt, no, sa department store about rape. That rape is good, right? Na kailangan tanggalin sa department store, right? It means it is now a cultural worldview that is being embraced. But let me tell you, of all the abused women we have in church, the story is not like that. Kawawa ang mga babae, right? That's why if you're a man here, you're single, and you're having sex with your girlfriend, you're objectifying them. You're making them like objects. They're meant to be loved and protected, not manipulated and abused to satisfy our lustful desires. They're not like that. Please treat them with respect. Don't deify sex. Don't make sex as God. Don't think it would fulfill you. Don't ever think that way. Sabi ko nga, si Satan, two-prong lang ang temptation pagdating sa sex. Pag single, sex all you want. Pag married, no sex. Babalik ta rin niya lang yan. Right? Why? Because that's sex. Sex is God. You know, sex is good, but it's not God. So we can't go that route that sex is God. Now, what makes sex an idol or a God? Sabi ni Tim Keller, what is an idol? It is anything more important to you than God. Anything that absorbs your heart and imagination more than God, anything you seek to give you what only God can give. Okay. What is a God? A God is something more important to you than the God of the Scripture. What that means is the God of the Scripture tells us, do not defile the marriage bed. It is important for me that you enter into a covenant of marriage, pure and holy, before me and before each other. So, to go against a command that is so clear in Scripture, it makes sex as God. It makes sex as an idol. Imbis na kay Lord tayo pumupunta to find our satisfaction, we go to each other and say, let our premarital sex satisfy us. Now, here's the problem. Satisfied ba kayo pag isa lang? May narinig ba kayo nag-premarital sex one time lang tapos wala na? Most of the time, it's not one time. Maybe 99.9% of the time, it's not one time. Why? You keep looking for it because you think it will satisfy, it will not. Why? It is designed in the context of marriage. We'll talk about that next week. Right? That's why, as married couples, dapat healthy yung sex life mo. Yeah, kasi dyan dinisign yan eh. Right? Not when you're not yet married. Okay? Now, another popular saying in the Corinthian church was, everything is permissible for me. Narinig nyo na ba yung verse na yan? Everything naman is permissible. Okay lang naman eh. It's permissible. Now, that context or that verse is taken out of context. Na ang maririnig mo lang, everything naman is permissible. Okay lang eh. Hindi. According to Scripture, sa verse 12, everything is permissible for me. Hindi pa period yan. But not everything is beneficial. Right? It won't benefit you. You can do it. Nobody's stopping you. But I'm telling you, it would destroy you. Everything is permissible for me. But, sabi ni Paul, I will not be mastered by anything. Sex will not be my God. I will not be mastered by that. Right? My master is Jesus. Not sex. I don't want to make sex God. I don't want to get addicted to porn and sex that it has now hold over me. Alam mo, funny, last year lang sila naglabas ng study, secular, hindi Christian study, na porn pala is bad. And they actually made the movie in the States, Hollywood movie, about how it's bad. I won't say the title because you don't need to watch it. Right? It's a twisted movie. But the moral lesson is, porn is bad. Minsan, sobrang halatang obvious, di ba? Parang, okay, last year lang nalaman. Okay. Sige, matagal na namin pre-preach yan. Kasi ang Christian worldview, very progressive yan eh. Compare sa worldview ng mundo. Kung naririnig nyo na, alam mo mga Christian, old-fashioned kayo, di ba? Dapat virgin, dapat di kayo nagsisek. We live in the, you know? We live in the now. Yeah. It's the 21st century. Ano ka ba? 19 kopong-kopong ka pa? Sabihin ko sa iyo, ano yung 19 kopong-kopong? 19 kopong-kopong, sinasabi nila sa Corinth Church, do whatever you want. Sex is an appetite. When the Christians came, the Christians said, we value people too much. We're progressive thinkers. We don't want to treat our partners just as sexual partners. They're to be loved. They're to be respected. You enter into marriage because that is what God wants. Respect niya. It is very progressive. Kaya nga sabi dito, ang Corinthian kasi medyo animalistic culture. Di ba? So, ang Christians pumasok sa, no, it's not like that. It should be like this. So, baliktad. Ang backward, yung tinuturo ngayon. Ang progressive, yung tinuturo sa Bible. Bakit? Sa Bible, makikita mo, nung sinabi, sex is only for married people, inangat tuloy yung value ngayon ng sex at ng marriage. It is progressive thinking. It's not backwards. So don't get scared if people, ay, virgin ka pa. Oh, progressive ako eh. I'm actually progressive. You're like the Corinth church. You're very old-fashioned. I'm the new. I'm progressive. I value sex. That's why I don't just have sex. I want to enter first into a commitment, a covenant of marriage before I enter into sex. Paul said, don't treat your natural instinct as if they're God. Don't. Hindi porket feel mo, gawin mo. And this goes for both. Whether you're struggling with the opposite sex or the same sex. Whether you're heterosexual or homosexual and you're having, attraction, celibate. Diba? Sabi, wait. That's not the way to go. Why? Because it's sin. Do not deify sex. Don't think it's an appetite. It's not an appetite. Now, that's the cultural worldview. That sex is God. Sex is an appetite. Now, the religious culture naman, they go naman to the other extreme. Ang religious culture naman, sex is dirty and gross. Kaya nga hindi pinag-uusapan. Yeah. Kaya marami mga parents na paglaki sa Christian church, or basta sa faith, hindi nila maituro sa anak nila kasi feeling nila madumi yan, hindi pa nag-uusapan yan. It's not freely discussed by parents. So ano nangyari? Saan kumukuha ng education yung mga anak natin? Sa labas. Yun yung problema. Why? Because we think we despise it. Like it's dirty. You don't talk about it. I grew up not even discussing this with my parents. Why? Maybe because of their mindset that it's, awkward. Di ba? So, pati mga terms natin, nakakatawa, di ba? Hindi natin masabi. Why? Because we feel like it's dirty. It's not. It's a word in the dictionary. You can actually say it. Right? So, the religious mindset naman is, it's dirty, and it's so gross, let's not talk about it. Right? It's a taboo subject for us, whether it's in our family, in the school, or in the church. It's not talked about. In 1 Corinthians 7:3-5, ito sabi ni Paul, husband should fulfill his wife's sexual needs, and the wife should fulfill her husband's needs. The wife gives authority over her body to her husband, and the husband gives authority over his body to his wife. Do not deprive each other of sexual relations. Unless you both agree to refrain from sexual intimacy for a limited time so you can give yourselves more completely to prayer. Afterward, you should come together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So tingin mo magsasabi si Lord na go do it, tapos dirty pala? No. He commands husband and wife, guys, you gotta have sex. You've got to love it as married couples. Do it. The only time you don't do it, 5-day prayer fasting. Right? After that, do it. Di ba? So, ang layo, no? Kita mo si Paul, openly niya ito kinikwento. Right? In fact, later on, I'll discuss more of that. But what Paul was saying, just do it. Right? The Bible did not mince words and say, Hindi. Sabi ni Paul, mag-asawa kayo, do it. You just have to do it. It should be a normal thing for couples to talk about it. Oy, tagal na. You should talk about it. You're Christians. You're the light and the salt of the earth. So please, have a sex life if you're married. Right? Kung hindi, di ba? You lose your saltiness. According to Scripture. You read Song of Solomon's, Solomon, man, I'm telling you, it's one of the most erotic books ever that was written. Right? You read Proverbs 5. I read some. I read a line from Proverbs 5. I'll discuss Proverbs 5 on Wednesday, not today. Kasi baka may batang nakatago pa rin. No? Proverbs 5, verse 18 to 19. Let her breasts fill you at all times with delight. Man, Solomon was writing this. He wasn't awkward. Yeah, he wasn't saying, let the two mountains. No. He goes straight. All right? And he tells it as it is. While the world twists with twist how it should be a delight to all men, the progressive Christian thinker was saying, no, no, only to your wife. Right? That is for you and your spouse. Kaya pa, pag sinabi natin that sex is just for procreation, we have a biblical problem with that. Because there's so much scripture telling us sex is not just for procreation. Most of the time, people who would say sex is just for procreation are people who don't have a healthy sex life. Right? Sex is not just for procreation, sex is for recreation. And that's from a biblical worldview. Right? Sabi ni Alender Longman, sex is for pleasure. Okay? Let me read to you what he said. Sabi niya, the role of the woman throughout the Song of Solomon is truly astounding, especially in light of its ancient origins. It is the woman, not the man, who is the dominant voice throughout the poems that make up the song. Magugulat kayo dahil sa Song of Songs, ang boses ng babae ang lagi nagsasalita, hindi yung lalaki. Right? Yung lalaki ang pakipot sa Song of Solomon. She's the one who seeks, who pursues, and who initiates. She boldly exclaims her physical attraction. Most English translations hesitate in this verse. The Hebrew is quite erotic, and most translators cannot bring themselves to bring out the obvious meaning. That's why a lot of books, when you start to read commentaries on Song of Songs, they would say, relationship ki God. It's not. It is a relationship of a husband and a wife. Right? Kaya kami sa bahay, when Aliana was in Song of Songs, and she was saying, what does this mean? Can you skip na lang? Okay? Because it's for husband and wife. It's so erotic. If you really ask the meaning, I don't think she can handle it now. Right? And then, they said, there is no shy, shame, mechanical movement under the sheets. Rather, the two stand before each other, aroused, feeling no shame, but only joy in each other's sexuality. Man, I'm telling you, that is sexual freedom. That is biblical, God-honoring sex. There's no shame in it. Di ako tumatago, wala ako niloloko, I'm committed to you. It's not mechanical. It's not robotic. I enjoy you because you are the wife of my youth. And God commands us to enjoy each other. Hindi ako galit, ha? Nag-express lang, ha? Here's what Paul said in Colossians 3. If then you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Sabi ni Paul, pag Christian ka na, dapat iba na ang worldview mo. Iba na ang perspective mo. Biblical perspective ka na. Bakit Christian ka na? Hindi ka na sa mundo. Iba na. So he said, verse 5, therefore put to death what is earthly in you. Yung old-fashioned ways, it's sexual immorality, it's impurity, it's evil passions, it's evil desires and covetousness. May asawa ka na, gusto mo pa maghanap ng iba? Put that to death. That's unbiblical, that's sin, and that's old ways. Christ is now in you. You now have a biblical perspective. And he says what? Which is idolatry. Sex is gone. Paul was saying, here's the problem. Why people jump from one sexual partner to the other. It's they're making sex as God. Why men and women can't stop looking at porn because sex is God for them. Why men and women commit adultery because sex is God. Right? Why they love taking pictures with almost nothing on and make a selfie out of it because sex is God. It's idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. Now, I'm not making this up. Paul wrote this. Magagalit talaga si Lord. Di ba? And when I say the judgment of God is there, the wrath of God is there, I don't mean, nako, baka mag-earthquake, sabog, computer mo, mag-virus. No. We've seen the effect. Passive fathers, broken marriages, broken families, sexual trafficking. We've seen the effect. That is the judgment of God. What else? Ilang tao naghihirap? Ilang mga magulang? Ilang mga anak ngayon umiiyak dahil iniwan si tatay nag-ibang babae na, ibang bahay na? That is the judgment, and people are experiencing the effect and the consequences of it. Why? We've made sex as God while the church shuts up and not even talk about it. Sabi ni Paul, in these you two once walked. Before, ganun to ka mag-isip. Old-fashioned ka dati mag-isip. Sinner ka mag-isip. You walk in that way when you were living in them. But now, you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Put to death that sex is God and that sex is dirty. That is idolatry. Sabi niya, there's a biblical way on how to see sex. So what is sex when it comes to God? Sex is for permanence. Okay. Parang glue yan. Sex is a gift. A gift of God to married couples. Genesis 2:24, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become what? One flesh. A lot of cultural, popular music today use one flesh as sex, right? When two become one. And I was talking about sex. But the biblical worldview is no. When you get married, you can now have sex and the two will become one. You leave your father and mother. Don't do it in the boys' room. Get a house. Leave and cleave. Be united to your spouse and become one flesh. Sex is for permanence. It means, kung talagang mahal mo yan, pakasalan mo. Talaga bang gusto mo? Hindi na ako makapigil. Hindi, pakasalan mo. Hindi, wala akong pera. Hindi, wag. Minsan, simple ng, ano, no? Simple ng advice talaga. Kaya minsan, natatawa ko pag ang haba ng counseling eh. Parang, hindi mo kaya eh. Di ba? Di, wag. Yeah. Hindi ko mapigilan eh. Alam niyo, nasabihin ako, pag sinabi niya, hindi mo pigilan, sabihin mo sa kanya, baka maintindihan ka niya. Alright? Why? Because he's devaluing sex. Sex is a gift. Sex is for permanence. It is the gift of God. Don't abuse the gift. Don't misuse the gift. What happens if we do that? We've shown you the effect when sex becomes God. The flesh is the embodiment of the whole person. One flesh equals one new person. Sex is a way of cementing relationship to complete oneness. It is God's appointed way for saying to one another, to another person, I belong completely and permanently to you. When Tammy and I got married, we were given now the freedom to have sex because it is now a way for us to communicate. It's just the two of us. You're mine, my body, this is yours, whether you like it or not. It's yours. Because we've entered into a covenant. Kung walang marriage, ano mangyari? Di ba? I'll say more on Wednesday. Singles, what you're saying is, I'm saving my virginity to you because it is the one of the greatest gifts I'll give to you on your wedding day. Why? Because sex is a gift. Bigay ko sa yan pagka nag-enter ka into a covenant. Gusto ko nandiyan yung Diyos. Kasi pag nag-sex ka outside marriage, walang Diyos. Walang covenant eh. The world tells us that sex is self-gratification. Kailangan mo, gutom ka, nag-init ka, gratify yourself. But the Word of God says that sex is self-donation. It is full giving of an entire self to one whom somebody belongs. That it results in permanent transformation. Right? So I only enter sex when I enter into a covenant. Okay? Married people, you only have sex with the person you entered into a covenant to. You do it outside, you go against the will of God. Sex, therefore, is in the context of marriage. And I'll expound more on that next week. Sabi ni Dr. Albert Mohler, one of my favorite authors, the biblical writers affirm sexuality is a part of our embodied existence. So sa Bible, clear naman, sex talaga is good. It's a gift from God. Hindi nagkulang ang Bible when it comes to the topic of sex. Right? As human beings, we are sexual creatures. And as sexual creatures, we are called to honor God with our bodies. Romans 1, 24 to 25. The biblical writers link holiness to happiness. You want to be happy in marriage? Be holy. Okay? Before the Lord and before your wife. True human happiness comes in the fulfillment of sexual holiness. Mga misis, sino sa inyo happy kayo pag yung husband nyo ang galing sa sex pero sa maraming babae? Doesn't make sense, right? Doesn't really make sense. Same way with guys. Gusto nyo ba yung misis nyo marami ring partner? No. Why? Our sexual happiness is linked directly to our holiness. When we're holy before the Lord, all that I have belongs to you. All that you have belongs to me. Ang sarap, may mutual satisfaction, may mutual commitment. Hindi lang yung isa yung nagko-commit, dalawa tayo. Kaya ang sarap. Lala ko, one of my friends who committed adultery. Man, such a sad story and such a messy story because of what he did. So when he confessed his sin, we were having coffee with him and the wife. And the wife said, for the first time after many years, I felt like there was no other woman in the bed. Just the two of us. When you start living a holy life in purity, and I'm not just talking about adultery or prostitution, even porn. Sipin mo na pag misis mo alam na porn ka ng porn, nagpo-porn ka. Ang hirap eh, di ba? Parang, sino ba? Ano ba to? Yeah. You're not fully committing. The attempt to enjoy sexual happiness without holiness is the root of sexual deviance. Kaya ang daming mga deviance pagdating sa sex, nag-branch out na yung dysfunction ng sex, it's because there's no holiness. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? What was Paul saying? Now, you might not be in a covenant, but you still commit sex outside of marriage. What happens? You become one with that person. Yeah. So, sabi niya, may consequences yan. Gagawin natin to, may consequence to. Maraming masisira dito, maraming masasaktan. Right? And so he said, for it is said, the two will become one flesh. So Paul was saying, sexual immorality or the word is porneia, where the word porn came, is serious. Our culture today would say no strings attached, we're just sexual partners, right? Or we're friends with benefits. Okay, it's just for sex. Okay, it's just sex, it's no big deal. We'll test this if we're compatible. Since we're in love naman, we're getting married anyway. Yun nga, yung contention is, just get married first, right, before you do it. A covenant is necessary for sex. It creates a place of security para vulnerable tayo sa isa't isa. Saka, mas intimate. Kasi within the bounds of marriage. Though a marriage covenant is necessary for sex, sex is also necessary for the maintenance of the covenant. Ulitin ko, ha? The only time you can have sex is when you enter into a covenant of marriage. Okay? But at the same time, sex is also necessary to maintain that covenant. That's how God designed it. It is your covenant renewal service to each other. You see, God is not some cosmic killjoy out to make us miserable with guidelines when it comes to sex. Hindi naman ganun si Lord. But rather, sobrang bait ni Lord, sobrang loving niya, na sabi niya, alam mo, pag sinunod mo tong biblical guidelines on sex and purity and holiness, I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it so much because that's my gift. Yeah? Reserve yan for one person alone. And that's a gift that you'll be giving. Masarap yan. That is how good God is. Some of you here, you might be saying, paano na ako? I've entered in the covenant and I've sinned. I've messed up. Ganito ka bayad si Lord? Si God kasi more than a God of second chance yan eh. Or chances. Tama ba? Chance or chance. Whatever. Okay. You know what I mean. Okay. He's third, he's fourth. It means his mercies are new every morning. We have had couples who have committed adultery and now they're back together. Okay? There's now two less lonely people in the world. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine. Right. Really, alam mo bakit? Grabe, amazing lang talaga yung grace ni Lord. How He restores relationship. Di ba, ewan, sa honor God ko pa nasabi to, sin destroys eh. Yeah? Sin makes us far away from God. Sin makes us run away from God. But the role of Jesus is to pursue. He makes all things new. And I want you to hold on to that. If you're married, and some of you might have been unfaithful, whether it's pornography, whether it's adultery, God made all things new. You can actually come to your spouse today, after the service, and say, God has made all things new. I'm yours, you're mine, baby. It's just the two of us. Really, it's just going to be just the two of us from this day on. I'm committing this marriage to the Lord. We've been trying to make sex as God, but today we're changing that. In our family, we're taking a stand. Husbands, you need to take lead here. Get your wife's hand and say, from this day on, sex won't be God. God will be God in our marriage. We've entered into this covenant. See, Lord, anandito. Dito tayo forever. Hahabulin kita forever. Tago ka na. Yeah. Why? Because God is there. Right? Now, the same way, if you're single, what you're saying is, I'm reserving this because I love my future wife. I know she hasn't noticed me yet. She doesn't know if I exist. But I'm saving this up because it is a gift of God. And I respect her so much that I won't even touch her. Won't even touch her. I won't even lust after her. I would love her as Christ loved me. And enter into that covenant. Now, pag boyfriend, girlfriend kayo, and you've committed sex already, right? Repent before the Lord. And when it means, and here's always my advice, okay? Now, some kasi, oh, repent na kayo. Huh, pastor, nag-repent na kami, naulit lang. Okay. Just some pastoral advice. Okay. Really, I want to get practical to you because some of you, you might get this, oh, okay, nag-repent naman kami. Sige, next week na ulit, ha? Repent na lang tayo ulit. here's my advice. If you're single or if you're in a relationship and you have had sex, I want you to think about this verse. Number one, the reason you committed premarital sex is because God is exposing something in your heart. Sex is God in your life. Now, would it really help that it's still the two of you as for this season? What I'm saying is, practically, guys, lay low. Work, when I say lay low, not sexually, in your relationship. Mas maganda siguro kung takbo ka muna kay Lord. Yeah, hindi yung, hindi pwede ba kaming dalawa na tatakbo kami to that? No, sana isa-isa kasi may in-expose sa'yo si Lord, may in-expose din sa kanya si Lord kung bakit nagkaganon. Ibig sabihin, may ayusin si Lord sa inyo. So baka kung lagi kayo nandyan, yan yung source of temptation mo eh. Imagine mo, pag yung boyfriend mo, tulad ko, ang ganda katawan, ganyan, yan yung source of temptation eh. Loka lang, right? Pinapatawa ka lang kayo, no? Kasi medyo mabigat. No? So, medyo mabigat. Okay, so, di ba? Practically, as a brother, if I'm your brother, I would say, hey, lay off first. Get out of the relationship. Okay? Kung kayo naman, nagmamahalan naman kayo eh. Hindi maghanap yan. Di ba? Sana, pero, di ba? Work on your relationship with God first. Because practically, it doesn't make sense that it's still going to be the two of you now that something is exposed. He's not right with God. You're not right with God. You continue on with this relationship, it might go haywire. Why? You're not right with God. Get right with God. Walk with God. Find your contentment in God. And then let's talk about this in a few months. Kung anong sasabihin ni Lord sa inyo. Practically, I'm not saying this is the Bible command. Walang verse na ganyan. Sa Bible ko lang yon. Okay? No, it's just my thoughts. What I'm saying is practically because we've talked to a lot of singles about this. And it's like, after a long talk, nothing has really happened. They're still together. They still date in the dark. And so the temptation is always there. Work first in your relationship with the Lord. Di ba? Let God do something. Paminister mo naman si Lord na wala kang girlfriend o boyfriend. Yeah? And let God deal with your heart. Right? Because God is not a cosmic killjoy. He loves you. He wants you to have a great sex life. I'm thankful to men and women who've challenged us. When I was courting my wife to not have sex, it was hard. So you can see, my wife, she's beautiful. She's lovely. She gets beautiful every year. We're on our 10th year. She's getting more beautiful. She's at the back now. So, but she's really amazing woman. Couldn't ask for more. I know some people are saying, naka-jackpot si Pastor. But what I'm saying is this, right? Once you protect that, once you say, we're staying pure and holy, there'll be no regrets. After 10 years of marriage, I'm thankful that we went before the Lord as virgins. Never kissed her on the lips because I know it's going somewhere else when I touch the lips. Hanggang best friend lang kami. Alright? Hindi dito, ah, dito. Okay, so, okay. Ay, best friend sila. Hindi, neck niyo. Okay, so, but what I'm saying is, you know, respect that woman. Right? Lalo tayo as men, we live in a sexually saturated culture. Ang bilis talagang matin. It would be good to not play along the lines, but run as far away from that. Here's three things, as I am, practical things. Number one, repent. If you've made sex as God, repent of your sin. If you're in a relationship right now that is not marriage and you've committed premarital sex or adultery, cut that off. Yan muna. Okay? Repent. Okay? Hindi mo yan i-cut. Pag nandyan lang yan, tutubo at tutubo yan. You're staying neutral. You're not running to God. Okay? You're just staying neutral. You've got to repent of your sin if you made sex as God. Okay? Number two, change your mindset when you think sex is dirty. A lot of married couples are struggling with their sex life because they think this way, that sex is dirty and you're afraid. And so, instead of giving fully to your husband or to your wife, you hold back. because you think it's dirty. You ask the Lord to change you. I can't change you. There's no medicine for that. You just have to go to the Lord and say, God, sex is a gift. Thirdly, I want us all to dedicate our bodies to the Lord and to our covenant spouse because it is a gift. Gift siya ni God, gift din natin siya sa spouse natin. So, ang gift, di ba, pag binigay mo, yeah, tinatanggap masaya. Kaya nga, pag hindi na sa context, nagkakagulo. No? And so, I want us to dedicate our sexual life to the Lord, whether single or married.